This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Full service.
Thursday, everybody. This is Jack Inslee. Welcome to another episode of Full Service Radio. We're coming close on 100 episodes here, which is very nice. Welcome to the show. If it's your first time, thanks for joining us. We're on heritageradionetwork.org and also iTunes and also Stitcher, all the places you can get podcasts on phones. You can find Full Service Radio. And tonight, we've got Cop Out in the building. Friend of Full Service, first time on the show. We're gonna definitely get into some shit later, but as I always do, I want to jump right into music. I want to give a shout out to Declan Christenberry, who is new to the squad, out to Odetta, who's engineering right now as well. Yeah, that's it. I got nothing to say, and I have plenty to say later, but until then, this is Cop Out on Full Service Radio. We'll be back in 45 minutes.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Full service.
Oh.
vibes are real right now, full service. The vibes are real right now. Trice is in the building. Armando's in the building. Odetta's in the building. You've been listening to the sounds of Cop Out for the past 45 minutes. And good lord, there was some fire in that mix. Much fire in that mix. First time we've had the tractor control vinyl set up in the studio, so I'm kind of digging that. You can have a seat and get comfy. Thank you, sir, for that set.
No problem.
I do want to talk about music. There's a lot to talk about in regards to the music. But if you're a listener of this show, you know we start every interview about food because it's a food talk radio station. So that's where we're going to start.
All right.
So first, where are you from?
I'm from South Central Pennsylvania, York County, just kind of a pretty small rural town that, you know, no one would know of, so.
Yeah. Perfect. So then in this small rural town that nobody would know, what is your favorite place to eat if you were going back to visit today? Where are you hitting up?
Oh, man. There is literally almost nothing other than a pizza place. That would be the only thing. So yeah, when like I was growing up, there was like desert. A pizza place. And yeah, I honestly can't remember anything. I mean, it was like 400 people, so there's not a lot of things to eat.
All right. Well, what were you eating at home? What are some like meals that your family was cooking when you were a kid?
My mom always like was a pretty good cook. She would make actually that's kind of where I started, I don't know, adventure outside the box. My mom always kind of made recipes that weren't so small town, I guess you would say. Mm-hmm. A lot of salads, not really focused on meat, which none of my friends ever understood when they came over, how there wouldn't be a piece of meat on the plate. You know, very meat and potatoes where I grew up.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay, fair then. Well, next one I want to know is the last great meal that you had, period.
Last great meal I've had, period. There's this place in Philly, actually, called Han Dynasty. It's kind of like Szechuan-type style food. And I don't know, like, I didn't have the highest of expectations going into it, but it's crazy good. And each time I go back now, I'm like, that's the one spot I kind of want to go. So
no doubt. All right, last food question, and then you're free. All right. What's in your refrigerator right now as we speak?
I'm currently making chia seed pudding, so that's about it. It's like some almond milk, some chia seeds. You know, vanilla extract.
Are you vegetarian or vegan?
No, I don't know. I just conscious, I guess.
You just make some healthy shit. Yeah. Chia seed pudding. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. The ingredients of that are currently, I don't cook at home a lot. So, you know.
Word. Last meal on earth though. What would it be?
Man, I don't know. It sounds crazy. I guess fruit salad. Damn. I don't know.
Got disappointed with your answer.
I know. But that's immediately what popped into my head. And I was like, I guess I have to go with it. So
yeah,
fruit salad.
Wow. All right.
A good fruit salad.
Yeah, obviously. Not that shit fruit salad. No. But the good stuff. All right.
That's a terrible answer.
Hey, man. it is what it is. If it's a good fruit salad, then you got nothing to be mad at.
Yeah.
It just
that's what came to mind,
those,
so I got
to be one of those
it.
Like hotel fruit salads, you know, like
no.
the free joints. Like no. No. All right, bet. Food questions, food round, you survived. So growing up in this small rural town, what, like, walk me through your first CD collection and the first music that really, like, got you into music.
I don't remember exactly, like, I remember the first CD that I ever bought was an Alice in Chains CD. That was the first CD I ever bought, and it was kind of really eclectic. I would just kind of latch on to whatever was weird that came across the radio. Like, I remember hearing, like, David Bowie, that, like, this Ground Control to Major Tom song, like, obsessed with that. Like, anything just kind of, like, out of the norm that came on the radio, I would just, like, latch on to. Like, later, it was, like, Missy Elliott, like, loved every single thing that she's done. So that was, like, a big influence, kind of, like, going into high school, just things like that. You know, that's when I started to kind of grow out of it.
Yeah, and then when did you start producing and or DJing?
I started DJing towards the end of college, I guess, just as I was just kind of bored, really, and I just kind of bought a pair of turntables, and it came with the guy gave me 100 records of just kind of anywhere from like mid-90s, early 2000s hip-hop rap. And so I just kind of started with that, and then I just kind of grew from there.
No doubt. But but the production end, though, when did you really...
The production end just kind of came out of DJing. Like, as I started to DJ more, like, I just kind of followed, like, a deeper, darker sound. And so I just kind of kept going towards that. And then once I started to become really interested in what I was DJing, then I just kind of was like, all right, I have to start making music now. I just kind of, like, got the itch to, like, start making my own tracks.
Mm. Now, I read, I don't know if this is true or not, on your Twitter, that you play cello?
I do. Yeah. I grew up playing cello since I was a little kid, like symphonies, private lessons, like the whole bit, like trios. Yeah, it was pretty involved. I don't know. I was like,
when's the last time you picked up a cello?
I mean, it's still at my house right now.
Okay.
So I like mess around with it maybe within the last year, but it's really frustrating. Like, you know, like to pick up an instrument like that where it takes so much of like a trained ear, it's hard to just kind of dive back in. So I usually stop out of frustration. But within the last year. Yeah.
But I mean, are you like, you're not sampling yourself on the cello? See, I would think that like...
No, I've never sampled the cello, but I have thought if like really this production thing doesn't work out, that I would just kind of figure like this wedding DJ thing might be a good place to make some money. Like, you know, could serenade them coming in on the cello, then get them bumping later on at the after party. That's with DJing.
It's all like in one package.
Yeah, it's a real combo, you know?
Then you got to learn how to take photos, and you could do that too. And
yeah.
It's just like, boom.
Yeah.
Done. Well, I do want to talk about current music and stuff, because I know a lot of what we heard in that set is new and forthcoming. So talk to me a little bit about that. You do have an EP on the way.
Yeah, I have an EP that I'm prepping right now for... Liminal Sounds and a bunch of other kind of collaborations. A lot of stuff that was in that set was either like friends that I'm currently working with, talk to. It's just kind of like, that was kind of like just like a homies kind of set right there, you know. Got a lot of stuff in the works.
Mm. Yeah. Something I noticed a lot is like you use negative space a lot in your tracks. How important is silence for you in these beats?
I don't know, I think like as I've started to produce more, it's become more important. Like I kind of used to hide behind melody a lot, and so that filled a lot of space. And then I kind of felt like I was getting a little bit stronger as a producer. I kind of got more interested in stripping things back and not like packing everything in. And so that's when I just started to become more interested in the space, and also just like the way that the space creates an anticipation for like a hit, you know, that's... Even if it's not like a lot of space, your brain still kind of recognizes that. So, yeah.
Yeah, big time. I mean, the tracks were unreal, and I'm excited for the EP. One thing I've been wanting to do on this show in the new season here is sharing a production tip with the listeners every week. So what's one little tip you can give our aspiring producer listeners out there in radio podcast land?
I don't know if it's a good tip, but reverb on everything. It's like, yeah, I don't know if it's a good tip or not. I usually just kind of rely heavily on my ear. I'm not like a very good, I guess, studio trained producer. You know, I just kind of like make something till I think it sounds good. Sometimes that takes a second. Sometimes it takes me like an hour, but you know, reverb on everything as far as my tracks go.
I definitely fuck with that. Reverb on everything. That's tip one. This is the first time inaugural segment of production tips. So tip number one, reverb on everything. We'll compile these tips later and see what we get. But we're starting with reverb. All reverb, all everything. Well, thank you, homie. And another thing we're starting to do on the show, I'm making everybody give me a drop. So I want you to give me a drop for the show. So like, you know, what up? This is Cop Out. You listen to Full Service Radio.
Yeah, this is Cop Out. You're listening to Full Service.
Boom. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. And listeners, you can find him by Googling Cop Out Music. I believe it's soundcloud.com/copout.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and on Twitter, it's _copout_. You know, my man's worked with, he's remixed Pool Boy on the Lips EP, good friend of Jerry Jones, Gold River, so definitely part of the squad here, and appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Yeah, man, thanks a lot for having me on. It was a lot of fun. Yeah,
for sure. And you got one more song to close the show with, right?
All
right,
yeah, I'll put one on.
All right, it's a secret. We're not going to tell you what it is, though. You have to get your Shazams out and see what this man's been playing. Quick bit of news. Tomorrow night, and for those of you listening in the future, this doesn't matter, but if you're listening right now, February 13th, 2015, Tandem Bar, Full Service with Cousin Cole, Whiskers Poe, Cabo Blanco, Tom Cruise, and Knife Show with Milk of Paradise on the lights. That's a lot of people for a free party at Tandem. So I definitely expect to see all of you out there. That's Tandem Bar, 236 Troutman in Bushwick. Fullserviceparty.com for more details on that. And again, if you enjoyed this show, we're live every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, available on heritageradionetwork.org, archived on iTunes. Thank you to Odetta for engineering, and as I said, Declan, who's in the spot right now, along with Trice. I see Mondo, I see Spliff. We've got Aaron's 30th birthday on Gunwash coming up at 9 p.m. if you're tuned in live. So we will see all of you next week. Until then, peace.